This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show here. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on Zach Bond. Do the Eagles need him? Is it imperative they bring him back to have a great defense next year? I believe it is. Hugh doesn't. And I think the Eagles would be in a world of trouble defensively to try to win a Super Bowl without Zach Bond next season. Where do you come down? Ears. Are they part of your face? I didn't know that was going to be part of the show today, but here we are. And the what do you call it? The Vaseline Chronicles?
Vaseline Chronicles.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why, but that's where we got here today. A lot
and
to discuss.
Slather Vaseline on me. Slathering.
Yeah, and I'm not sure at some point if we have to. I don't know what we're going to do with the camera, but the fact that we had to spend time today discussing that the shrimp was heated up, brought into the studio, it seems a little better now. Has it dissipated the smell?
Well, you know, I overspray with my oils and whatnot, so I didn't really. I smelled it when I first got into it.
Yeah.
But then I started smelling myself. I know that sounds weird, but I kind of smell myself.
Okay, I'm just not sure if I'm used to it by now, because if you're in a room that smells weird for three hours...
If it stinks, you get used to the stink.
Yeah, I might be used to it now, which is a sad place to be, but we walked in here today, and it smelled terrible, and we found out, John Ritchie ratted him out instantly, that Joe heated up some shrimp this morning, so shrimp for breakfast.
He does that again. We're declaring war on the morning show.
Oh, absolutely, and it will be, and we will attack.
Stop.
Yeah, it will be a problem. All right, 215-592-9494. Outside of just the workouts and all the stuff going on at the combine this week, this is also a chance for the NFL to settle some things, to talk about rule changes potentially. And Hugh, we got an update yesterday on the tush push situation, because a lot of the conversation has been, hey, if there is a big injury risk, then maybe the NFL would have to look at it. So Hugh, the report came out yesterday, the official report on how many injuries were actually there in the NFL last year. The internal data on injuries last season from the tush push. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's the percentage. This is according to Jonathan Jones from CBS. The league's internal data on the tush push revealed there was a 0% injury rate on what is known as the tush push. There is concern over the potential for injury, but to date, there have been no reported injuries from the play. So if the argument you've heard is, well, it's a dangerous play, it has zero merit. No one has reported an injury from the tush push. Not one.
Let Coach McDermott tell it.
Well, I don't know what data that Sean McDermott's using, but it stinks because it's not accurate. I can see how you look at the play and say, that looks uncomfortable. But aren't all football plays uncomfortable?
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They all look like they hurt.
Yes, they are. I just think the irony for that one is this. The fact that he sat there with a straight face. Mm-hmm. And talked about how dangerous the play was. But yet, still, they ran it like 13 times this year.
Well, he didn't obviously care about his own players.
Yeah, that's the crazy part about it. Just because you don't like something, you couldn't stop it. And then, on top of that, I think you're more upset is because you got stopped trying to use it. You know, so, yeah.
All right, the other thing coming out, two more quick things. Potential rule changes, and then, I don't even know what you call the second one. I guess technology change? The rule change is, Hugh, they're considering now moving up the touchback from the 30-yard line to the 35-yard line.
So you mean
five more yards for a touchback? Like the offense would be 5 yards up. Now, this has been a remember they changed the kickoff and they wanted to increase the amount of time someone would kick it off and actually return it?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is in response to scoring being down last year. I wonder if they're trying
probably.
To. Probably. Because, you know, TV products, fantasy betting, they want more touchdowns, right? They want more scoring.
Yeah, they cried about scoring at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So now if a touchback puts you on the 35, you really don't need much to get in field goal range. I mean, what are we talking about? 3 first downs?
Yeah. They're trying to up the scoring. Because yeah. It was down last year. You remember we talked about that. It was down last year.
That's
at the beginning.
That's my thought. I mean, if you can get to the 35 to start your drive.
You got money.
And you have a halfway decent offense, you should score in the upper 20s. Like, because last year scoring went down to like, it felt like the low 20s, teens a lot. So I think that's what that's about. And the last thing I saw was, it sounds like we're moving towards the technology now, deciding first downs rather than the old school chain gang.
More robot takeover, Joe.
Oh, not the chain gang. They're getting rid of the chain gang?
Well, they'll be there as a backup, apparently.
Okay.
But, I mean, what are they backing up? I mean, the robot's going to settle in.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're losing something that is fun. Like, think about like the drama of watching a game.
I agree. I love it.
The Bills and Chiefs last year, right? It's the close game. They're coming out. They spot the ball. They come out with the chain, and you wait to see where's the measurement. If they just like, oh, yeah, the data told me he got over it. It's like, all right, I guess he got over it. Like, we'll get used to it. But there's something fun about the drama. I feel like every time we do this, we lose a little bit of drama in sports.
Remember the index card?
That's what I was about. You beat me to it, Kyle. That was the one thing that I remember was when Buddy came out there with the index card and slid it. There we go. I'm like, dude, for real? Dramatics.
I think we got a slippery slope when you keep taking the drama out of us. We like the drama. At least I do as a sports fan. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Well, I got a couple polls I'm looking through here. Let's start with the most important one. Could the Eagles survive next season without re-signing Zach Bond? 53% at yes? Excuse me?
Because you know what it is? Those are the logical listeners. Mm. Coping.
Yes. Coping.
Those are not the passionate listeners. We appreciate both. But it's you look at it and you look at the way that the Eagles do business, and that's why I've come to this conclusion. I would love to have him here. Don't get it twisted. Would love to have him.
We've already twisted it a few times.
Yeah, we did, but that's what we do. But I think that the way that they see it is he's expendable. He's one of the expendables.
First team all pro.
What are we?
First team all pro.
I'm just telling you how they're thinking.
Oh, they're delusional, in my opinion.
I mean, and we've established that. We've established that all day.
our other poll today, are your ears a part of your face? 55% no on this one.
Mm. But that's still a close poll.
Yeah, that is way closer than I expected.
A lot of people are with you on this. Yeah. I'm shocked.
So, I was expecting a 90-10 no.
I don't know, man, because so is that to say that most people don't wash their ears?
No, I think in the shower you wash your ears. But if I were to just go in the bathroom here at work, right, and I feel flush or hot or something, I just want to like throw some cold water on my face. I'm not purposely putting cold water on my ears.
I would. I would do this, and then I would put water in my ears.
It's that second step that I'm not doing.
Yeah, I'm the second step guy. I'm not going to lie. And like I said, maybe it's because I'm traumatized from the fact that, you know, I had to wear a ton of grease every day when I was younger, but that's just
maybe
this
that's
is how
part
I roll.
Of this. You had to wash your ears more frequently yeah, because you were lathered up with Vaseline.
Pops didn't play that.
Slather
Vaseline slather on that. Me. Slather it all over you.
You so captioned his photo, the Vaseline Chronicles, if
Vaseline
you're wondering
Chronicles.
What's going on in here today.
Yeah, I got that from somebody else, but yeah, that's basically what it is, the Vaseline Chronicles. That's what it was. Growing up, that's what I had to deal with.
Hughes' life story, chapter 2, the Vaseline Chronicles.
So just real quick on
yeah, that was Chanel that did that. Shout out to Chanel for listening. She did that.
The Zach Bond thing, and I get everyone loves Vic Fangio. I love Vic Fangio. I think he's a genius. He's did a phenomenal job with the defense last season. I just think sometimes we go too far with the, like, we do this with Jeff Stoutland, too. We have Jeff Stoutland. We can put in any, like, Jeff Stoutland, remember 2020? when we had all these different machinations of the offensive line.
And who's the
Jamone Brown.
Was he the one that tried to sneak someone in his hotel? Or he's the one that...
I don't remember. I do remember someone, swapping jerseys with Lamar Jackson.
Because it was COVID. Someone got in trouble for trying to sneak someone in their room. And they
you
were
mean a woman?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming it had to be a woman.
I guess the point is, even Jeff Stoutland needs talented players. The best coaches in the league need talent to succeed. Vic Fangio needs talent to succeed. Zach Bond is one of those talented players. Granted, Vic saw something in him. But when you have an all-pro player on defense, I don't think it's good business to let that guy go just because, well, we have this coach. He can make anybody. Like, I don't think that's the case.
I think that is exactly the case, because who knew that Zach Bond was all-pro talent? The Saints damn sure didn't know, because if they did, they wouldn't have let him go. I think they found the diamond in the rough, and he's played well, but I also think, see, this is the thing, Kyle, and again, not taking anything away from what Zach Bond was able to accomplish. He played above and beyond what they expected from him. But again, he also benefited from the guys that he played with.
I think I agree with that, but why not just keep him and roll it back?
And I hear what you're saying, yeah. And I don't have a problem with that, but What I'm saying is that the Eagles feel like him as an individual is a replaceable piece because of all the pieces around him.
I get it, but I think they're on a slippery slope there because
I get that. Definitely
and
get
they've
that.
Shown they can swing and hit like they did on Bond, and they can also miss.
Yeah. Isn't it also possible that the other guys on defense also thrive because of that because of what Zach Bond added to the defense?
I will say this. When you talk about evaluators of talent, there's more young, higher drafted talent around him that, you know, you could make the argument that, well, you know, he did play with Quinyon Mitchell. He did play with Cooper DeJean. He did play with Kelee Ringo. He had all those.
They played with him.
But listen to what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. Okay, well, let me make it as simple as I can. What round was Zach Bond drafted in?
Was he third, maybe?
I think third.
Third
or fourth,
round
yeah.
draft pick. What round was Darius Slay drafted in? First rounder, right?
No, I think Slay was third.
Yeah, third rounder?
I don't think he was a first.
Okay, well, I go with the ones that were. Second rounder with Cooper DeJean and a first rounder, Quinyon Mitchell. A first rounder in Jordan Davis. A first rounder
Slay was second
in Jalen Carter.
Second for Slay. So Slay was around the area that Cooper was.
Yeah, but I'm saying all of the guys that are around him were more talented or projected as more talented than him. That's the point I'm trying to make.
But again, as we see all the time, like just because of where you're drafted doesn't mean that's who you are in the NFL. We know now that Zach Bond is an all-pro caliber player.
Well, the same thing we go back to Slay. Slay should have been a first-round pick in that draft.
Right.
He's probably one of the, 10 or 15 best players from his whole draft.
Yeah. And like you just said it, like you called him a diamond in the rough. Now we're just good without the diamond and going back to the rough?
I'm not saying that he's not a good player. What I'm saying is this, and I've been saying it all day. Is that if we move on from Zach Bond, that I think the Eagles will survive. And I think that they will get somebody else that will come in and be just as good or maybe even better than Zach Bond.
But Fangio's history tells us that's not always the case. This was the best defense he's ever coached.
But Fangio bucked history this year by coaching a group that he only had for 6 months and took them from worst to first.
But I guess my point is this is the most talented group Fangio's had.
This is the best coaching staff that I've seen on any team in a long time.
But a big part of the team this year was Bond, right? Like, it's like chicken or the egg. Like, did Fangio have his best year or was Bond a huge part
of it? Okay. I put it like this. When I think Zach Bond made some really good plays, right?
Yes.
Zach Bond, and I'm going to say it in a way, and I'm going to try to get y'all to understand it, but you might not by the way I'm going to say it. Zach Bond didn't make any Ray Lewis-like plays. I'm talking
some
about
those peanut punches in the playoffs.
No. Zach Bond.
Well, it's not Ray Lewis. I mean, I don't think anyone.
But what I'm trying to say is that's the type of talent that, like, Zach Bond played well. And I'm gonna get butchered for this.
First team all.
He played more than well. This is like when you say
nobody's gonna understand what I'm saying. But that's okay.
Great.
Zach Bond played well. He played okay. To your point, he played great.
There we go.
But he also had a lot of talent. Like Ray Lewis, I remember games where Ray Lewis took Eddie George's soul. Like Ray Lewis would destroy run plays.
But Ray had Siragusa. He had Ed Reed behind him.
But Ray Lewis was also
phenomenal talent. What I'm saying is Zach Bond, like I've been saying all day, benefited from having those guys around him, and he's a smart guy. He played well, but the Eagles, I feel, are willing to move on from that because they feel they have somebody in the pipeline.
Let me ask you this. What would the Eagles' defense look like last year with all that talent and no Zach Bond?
They would have been lesser. I mean,
lesser.
If Zach Bond was here and we had the same defensive coordinator that we had, he wouldn't have shined like this. He wouldn't.
No, I'm saying, but Bond's not here.
They wouldn't have been as good. I mean, they wouldn't have been. I don't know how far they would have fallen or where they were, like where they were ranked. But I know they wouldn't have been as good. By the way, I did find the Jamon Brown story. So it didn't detail why, but I think we could read between the lines. This was the COVID year, Hugh, 2020. Mm-hmm. So I found an old report. This is from D. Gunn. According to sources close to the team on Saturday, Eagles head of security Dom DeSandro kicked offensive line Jamon Brown out of the team hotel and sent him home for conduct detrimental to the team. And then the next day, he was no longer on the team. If I remember the story correct, I think because it was COVID, right? That you couldn't. There were a lot of restrictions. I think he brought someone in to his hotel room.
Okay, he brought. Okay, and you put the whole team at risk.
Right, because if you get sick.
Yeah. And that was early. I'm assuming it was early in the days of COVID. We didn't know, we know. Yeah.
Also, he stunk, which I think that made it easier for them to move on.
Yeah, that made it easier.
Yes, but to Kyle's point, you need some talent, and Jamon Brown was talent.
I just remember him swapping jerseys with Lamar Jackson after we got crunched by the Ravens, and the O-line probably had the worst day that they had all year.
Yeah, that might.
And that was a Stoutland O-line, by the way.
Yeah, well, that was a rare bad Eagles O-line. They couldn't block anyone. George is in Upper Darby. Hey, George.
Yo, how you doing?
Hey, George, what's up?
Listen, I'm listening to you, Douglas, and I'm getting trouble listening to what he's making excuses about Eagles not signing.
Tell him, George.
Ball.
You tell him.
You know what, George?
I don't want to hear that. What are you? Don't toe that line, you.
George.
Let me tell you something. Wait. Let me ask you a question. I heard the argument about, well, Jalen Carter, he's the guy in the middle. He makes everything go around this line and defense. Yeah, you're right about that. Jalen Carter, he is a good defensive tackle. He's going to be the best in the NFL. I can see that now.
George OG.
But let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Zach Bond, not only can he tackle, he's step on step with the wideouts. He's on top of that.
Yes, sir.
They go out. He's right there. That's not coaching. That's called talent.
Yeah.
Woo!
So, excuse me.
George brought it.
Yeah, you know what? I got respect for my OGs. But all due respect, George, I'm not toeing a line. I was asked a question, and I was giving my honest opinion. Now, sir, I know we don't agree, but the point that I was making was that the Eagles feel like he's expendable at this point. Now I'm
not. No, he's not. And I know Howie isn't going to make any knucklehead moves. I know how he's going to sign that boy because that guy should be around. He's part of the Super Bowl team. He's a piece of that puzzle.
George, he was a huge part of the puzzle. Here's what I'll say to all of this.
Lost me with the boy.
Yeah, well, he's a guy. He's a man. He's a grown-up.
Grown-ass man.
He is. And he's a first-team all-pro player. You know, I think that—
I don't like arguing with my elders either, though.
Well, I think you—
He came in hot, too.
He came in
You know what?
Hot.
You stepped in something I don't think you realize you stepped in. This is a city that loves linebackers and hasn't had a linebacker that could play in a while. And then you're just willing, maybe in part because the whole 53 thing, you're willing to let a great linebacker walk out the door.
It don't help when you do stuff like that either, though. That don't help. Because I sit here and we have these meetings and I try to be logical about what I'm saying. And then you and Mr. Kyle Quinn over there. Yeah. Y'all take it and you make it personal.
Well, you know why? Because I have to address elephants in the room. Because I know the people in the audience are like, wait a second. Why would you say this?
No matter whatever else I say during the day, that's all people hear is you. Well, Hugh doesn't like because he wears number 53. No.
No, you called onto that correctly. One of my favorite tactics is weaponizing the fan base against you.
You do it every day. And then you got George calling in, that's yelling and screaming at me.
Well, I just need to even the score, because I think when the show opens, people intrinsically want to agree with you over me.
Yeah.
They cheered for you. They have your jersey. I need to even it out by just being like, well, hold on. What if he was saying this? Now do you really agree with this guy? Do you believe him?
You know what the worst part about it is? You'll sit there in the meeting, and I'll say something. The wheels are probably turning as the meeting goes,
Of course.
That's fine. We'll go with that. Okay, fine. Let's do that.
Well, that's at 9.
It's the art of war.
9 o'clock me is different than 10 o'clock me and different than 1 o'clock me. These are different me's.
I hate you guys. Yeah, you know that?
Coffee hasn't quite coursing through your veins.
Every day I got to fight to be in this chair.
I do think part of this, and it really hasn't come up much today, I do think deep down, how many years has there been no good linebacker here? And now it's like, it's a slap in the face. Like, wait a second, we finally got one, and now we're going to let him walk away? Like, don't you dare, Howie. Don't you, even if you have to overpay, we can't go back to the old days.
Like the run the ball people. When you say we got to peel back on Saquon touches, people are like, that doesn't compute to
me. Even if Hugh's bringing some logic here, we don't want to hear it.
I am starting to learn, especially these last couple of days. Eagle fans, like, I just have to learn. It don't matter if it makes sense. Damn it, this is what we're going to do. We're Eagles fans. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm learning, but I'm just like, wow.
So there's also another element. This is your first time experiencing on the air here. I remember this after the last Super Bowl. There's a peacocking that goes on in the whole
thing. You don't think I know that?
For like 6 months, like to where that we have to do it this way, Dynasty, like no one will hear anything.
Anything that you're saying.
Last time I remember the Dynasty talk, and I can recall one day saying, like, hold on a second. Wentz is coming off a major injury. How do we know he's going to be the same? And people,
don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
You would have thought I cursed on the air what I was saying with that
stuff.
That's strong. Yeah, well, I mean, people are strong, and they want to continue winning football games here, which that's the whole goal. All right, let's go to, we got Dan in the Lehigh Valley. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Okay, so first thing, I think the ears are a part of the face, okay?
Okay.
I do. I'm with you. I'm pretty much with you all day today.
See, that's your problem right there.
The face. I think, like, when you kind of describe a woman's face or something like that, and the ears can come up. I also think that if you're giving the, you know, like a cop a details on a sketch or something like that, ears could be one thing that they ask about to come up with a sketch for a face, you know, something like that.
Hold on, just 1 second.
Ears matter.
I need to ask this question. Have you ever described a woman to you? Like, if I asked you to describe a woman to me,
yes.
You've used the ear description?
Some pretty ears. Like, yeah, it's some, yeah, I have. Like, some people.
I mean, I.
Yeah, pretty face, pretty facial expressions, yeah.
Yeah, but like when you're asked to describe a woman.
Definitely the way she smell, her hair.
Hair, eyes, you could probably list 5 or 6 things.
You would notice if a woman got some big old ears, though, like Dumbo.
Well, sure.
You're going to notice that.
I'm just like, Kyle,
cute,
if I asked you to describe a woman, would you tell me about her ears?
No, Dan brought this up on the phone. I thought it was the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I've never
once commented on a woman's ears as whether she's attractive or not.
But you commented on her feet?
No, I haven't.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You've never looked at a beautiful woman and then she's been dragging her feet and kicking like cement or something. You're like, oh, she got some ugly feet. You ain't never seen that?
What'd you
never
say?
Did that? She's been kicking rocks or kicking like boulders with her feet.
Were you trying to say cement?
Cement. What did I say?
Not that.
Did I say something bad?
Not
dump worthy, but it was.
Oh, yeah. It's like they've been
startling.
You're revealing a lot about yourself today.
No, I am not. I'm telling you, I am not the only person. I am not the only guy on this planet that looks at a woman's feet. I am not.
No,
y'all are not going to convince me.
But I think, but the ears?
Feet are a deal breaker.
If you ask me, what do you think of this woman? And I might comment on a few things before I
not
I even,
the ears, man.
You might look,
not
yeah, you
the
look
ears.
At the ears. Some pretty little ears on her.
Pretty what?
Yeah, hold on.
It's some people out there got ear fetishes, and I'm not one of them.
Yeah, well, all right. But you just described it as a fetish, so it's not like a common.
I realize I say this as someone without hair. Aren't the ears on a woman a lot of times covered by their hair?
Sometimes women had their hair pulled back and you see them little
do.
Ears.
But like if their hair is down, you might not even see their ears.
I'll give you that one.
I won't go into full detail, but if I'm describing a woman that I think is attractive, ears are not even top 5 things that I rattle off of her features before I go.
I don't know if it's top seven. I don't know if it's top ten.
Yeah, I would say feet are in the top five.
Dude, no.
Feet top five.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you are.
Feet.
Man, you can't have no regular.
We could keep it appropriate with two things off the bat. Eyes and smile before I'm looking down at the
no,
feet.
No, I see the teeth. Teeth are number one.
Eyes, smile.
And teeth are number one? Face,
yeah, teeth. You look like a woman's teeth.
Okay, well, they're, I mean,
didn't you hear
this
whole thing about rake and all that the other day?
They can't be bad teeth. You know?
Yeah. You can't have no rake in your mouth.
Let's take a time. Dan, go ahead, man. Dan,
my bad, Dan. We went off on a tangent.
There's just no way I agree with you.
Maybe it's a bit of an old school kind of thing, kind of take or whatever. But, yeah, that was one thing. And
old
then
people are weird,
for Bon and Miles Garrett, I think it's a win-win. I think the team can't go wrong in any direction. And I think that because we have Howie and because we have Vic and because our whole office is just top-notch people and we know how to get guys, you know? And so I think whatever decision we make is going to be the right one.
Well, I hope. I mean, Dan, they certainly have a track record in the draft recently. Dan, we appreciate of hitting a lot of picks, but they've also swung and missed at linebacker a lot. I mean, they have.
Swing and a miss.
I mean, let's just go back to 2 years ago. Let's go back to some of the draft picks. Who was the guy they drafted around the COVID time? He's from Colorado. He was small and fast.
Davion Taylor.
Yeah, he stunk too. I mean, like, they've had a lot of these.
He didn't play in high school, right? Yeah. There was something weird with him.
Yeah, that was a mistake. But linebacker has been a spot where they've struggled. They have a great one now. A guy who played great. Just keep him. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on Zach Bond and ears. It's a big debate today, buddy. We even just went off to a different ear debate that I didn't know existed. Plus, A.J. Brown with a couple interesting pieces of audio we need to get to as the podcast tour continues right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The final stretch of the NBA regular season is heating up. Get in on all the action with ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet the over and unders. You can bet the point spreads. You can even bet player props.